Once upon a time, there was a piece of wood. And once upon the same time, there was an old man called Geppetto. He was so poor, the only way he could heat the little hut where he lived was with a fire painted on the wall. So he decided to make a beautiful puppet that would dance and turn somersaults to earn money. But the wood was enchanted, and as soon as he carved the mouth, it began to laugh. Geppetto was thrilled. He had always wanted a son, and he forgot all about using the puppet to earn money.
"I'll call him Pinocchio," he said. "A name to bring him luck."
And he told Pinocchio all about going to school. But as soon as Geppetto carved his legs, naughty Pinocchio kicked him and ran off. "I don't want to go to school," he shouted. "I just want to have a good time from morning till night." A talking cricket that lived in Geppetto's hut warned Pinocchio.
"You disobedient wooden head! Don't you know people that live like that become donkeys?"
"You horrid old cricket," Pinocchio said, and threw one of Geppetto's hammers at it. But Geppetto was patient, and Pinocchio began to see that he loved him like a real son. When Geppetto sold his only coat to buy him a spelling book, Pinocchio hugged him and said, "Of course I will go to school." He imagined all the things he could do when he knew how to read and write. "To start, I will buy my papa a beautiful new coat," he said. But on the first day, on his way to school, he heard music and saw people crowding around a circus tent. It was a puppet theatre. Puppets